is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are.
Good morning. My name is Craig Schweiger. Welcome to the debut show, Home is Where the Heart Is. Today's guest is Doug Smith, the Director of Development at Light of Life Ministries. Welcome, Doug.
Craig, honored to be here.
Thanks. I want to talk about the show at the beginning here. The sponsor is Federated Mortgage, and the purpose is to help seniors understand about reverse mortgages, provide answers, guidance. So we're here for that. But the secondary purpose is to promote ministry to our listeners of these great Christian organizations here in Pittsburgh and the surrounding community. So today, our guest from Light of Life Ministries, aka Light of Life Rescue Mission. How old is Light of Life Rescue Mission, Doug?
We're coming up on our 70th birthday next year. So we were founded in 1952, so almost 70 years on the north side.
70 years of great work among the homeless and the addicted. I was really blessed to be part of some of that history. Doug and I were speaking about our work together there, which began coincidentally both in 2011.
Yeah.
Doug, as we call him Bubba Smith, started in, you said March.
March of 2011, yeah.
And I started shortly after that in June of 2011. We have a mutual friend, Dr. Brad Henderson. He founded and leads the Pittsburgh Kids Foundation. Yeah. And he said, when I told him I was going to take the job, he said, "You got to meet a really good friend of mine. He's a youth pastor, Bubba Smith." And I met Doug for the first time, and it wasn't what I pictured when I heard I was going to be working with Bubba Smith. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
We're going to dedicate this show. This is another fun fact. Doug and I have, Doug has three children, and coincidentally, or maybe intentionally, that's the way I like to think. Say I'm honored, but I think it was just the names. But we have three kids with the same names.
Yeah.
Doug, who are those kids? Introduce those kids. We'll dedicate our show to them.
Yeah, so we have three kids. Our oldest is Olivia. She'll be 5 in May. Our second oldest is Sophia. She'll be 3. And then we just had our brand new baby boy in January named Caleb. And so we're halfway to the Schweiger who has 6 kids. And we're trying to catch up, so we have 3 more to go. We'll see where we end up.
You're locked in now. I have it on recording, so it'll soon be Lydia, Julia, and Ben. So, yeah, great. Great to have you. We were offline. We were talking a little bit about some of the stories. We had a really sort of tall order ahead of us. Doug started at Light of Life as the volunteer coordinator.
Yeah.
And worked his way all the way up to a senior executive position that he now holds, and he's held for a while as the director of development. Doug, that's been a challenge. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a fun journey. I've been in the director role now for 3 years, but when you came on board, you talk about a tall order. Our organization at Light of Life, we were looking to relocate for over literally 25 years. And Craig was involved a little bit on the board on helping us, advising us on finding a building. And then he took on this task. And so then I've been at Light of Life now for 10 years. And over that 10-year journey, through Craig's leadership, we were able to purchase an old school that we're about to renovate and also find property to build a brand new shelter that just opened in February. And Craig was optimistic when he came in and thought it was going to be a 3-year journey and he'd be in and out. And Craig, how long did that journey last?
Took 9 years. So it'll be 10 here with a little bit of consulting I'm doing at the end. But really a wonderful, to your point, a wonderful journey.
Yeah.
Difficult things are really fulfilling. But talk about the donors. I know our show here is sponsored by Federated Mortgage, and we will talk a little bit about some of the products for seniors. But one thing I was struck by when I first started was at that time it was 60 years old. We were coming up on our 60th anniversary, and it was described to me by the then director of development that Our donors were made up of many, many small gifts. And that meant that sometimes we would get, tell the story, we'd get a dollar bill wrapped up in aluminum foil in the mail. We would get change in an envelope. Yeah, I think referred to it as the widow's mite that kept that organization going.
Yeah, yeah, and that's still the case. So we have over 31,000 active donors at the mission, and so without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we're very, very grateful for our donors, and we're just extremely grateful. So if any of you listening have ever volunteered or donated to the mission, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, the tall order was the fact that new buildings are very expensive. And, you know, we knew early on that it might cost nearly $20 million to relocate from the two buildings that we currently had. And the difficulty was, you know, the kind of donors we had would take a lot more than $30,000 to make up the $20 million. So Doug did just a marvelous job. Him and his team give props to Jesse Marsh, who preceded him, and Doug took it from there, you know, building major donors through relationship and growing that database. Really just blessed to be part of it. Federated Mortgage, I co-founded that with Bill Weeks 20 years ago, and was really blessed. God had work for me to do after Federated. I was able to lead there as a president until 2009, and spent a couple years doing some construction work, renovations, and took the job at Light of Life in 2011. But there's been a growing partnership with Federated and Light of Life just in the last year. Federated Mortgage has made a commitment to help Light of Life in their capital campaign, and I understand that it'll be a recent gift that'll take it over about 20,000. Is that the case? Yeah, it's exciting. Part of a calling that I have as a business owner who got into ministry is to promote businesses taking a role in supporting ministries. So this show is going to be dedicated to that. Where mortgage meets ministry. We're calling it Home is Where the Heart Is, because my vocation, my career has been around helping people with home mortgages, whether it be purchasing that or building that dream home. But now I want to dedicate it to helping seniors. Seniors that are interested in learning about reverse mortgages would be a senior that's 62 years or older and that owns a home. And the key component of a reverse mortgage is having equity in that home that the senior may want to make use of. And that is through paying off existing debts they have, or utilizing those funds just as a income, call it supplemental income. And you know, today's sometimes difficult economic environment, it's a good time for seniors to consider these. But obviously, there's a lot to know about them. You know, as it relates to giving, you know, seniors that I've spoken to with reverse mortgages, they want to, in many cases, they want to preserve that equity to help that future ministry, maybe Light of Life. They'll name Light of Life in their will, and they know that they have X amount of equity in their home, which is a wonderful blessing for organizations like ours. But, you know, the nice thing about a reverse mortgage, and I should say this too, they will often want to bless their children and grandchildren, but there's an opportunity in a reverse mortgage to access those funds earlier, while you're alive, while you can enjoy the beneficiary's great joy of receiving some of those. So that I wanted to make a point of that. So what's the goal at Light of Life? There's a two building relocation. One is built already, and the second building is getting ready to start. But financially speaking, how much money's needed? How much has been raised? And what what's left?
Yeah, so our entire campaign costs have gone up, and so we've actually increased the total need for our campaign is now $22 million. But fortunately, as Craig was mentioning, we've had some generous donors, foundations, and organizations step up, and to date, just surpassed $16 million raised. And so we have about $6 million to go. We believe that we have $2 or $3 million in our pipeline that we still expect to come in. Obviously, any of that could fall through. But we anticipate anywhere from $3 to $6 million being the current need from the community. And so we're really reaching out to the Pittsburgh community now and saying, hey, we've reached 70, 75% of our goal. We need you to help us cross the finish line. And why this is so important, you know, buildings are great and the buildings are going to be wonderful, but it's the work that we do in those buildings that really, really matters. And if you're unfamiliar with Light of Life, two things really set us apart as an organization. One is we're a faith-based organization. And so we really do believe that Christ is the answer. And we want everyone who walks through our doors to have an opportunity to know Christ. It doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to come to Light of Life or to serve at Light of Life. But we really want to have opportunity for people to hear the gospel. And the second thing that sets us apart is our continuum of care. So no matter where someone is in their homelessness journey, we want to have a next step for them. And so that starts with our street outreach team. It's a team that goes out to the street homeless 7 days a week on the north side, the Strip District, and downtown Pittsburgh. And they just build relationships with those in need, in hopes that we can get them to come back to our shelter for a meal or a night of shelter, and then ultimately long-term programming. We have a meal ministry. This is what we're most known for. We serve 250 to 300 meals a day at the mission, both breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then we have our overnight emergency shelter. So part of the capital campaign is we just opened our brand new shelter, which has 50 beds in it. And so we have 32 beds that are available for men, 12 of which is a little bit longer term. It's our Shelter Plus program. And this is for men who are homeless, but it's not drug or alcohol related. And so they just need help getting back on their feet. And so they get case management and we help them find a place to live and get a job. And then we just opened a brand new shelter for women and children. So we have 18 beds every night of the year for women and children in need. Women and children are actually the fastest growing homeless population nationally and in Allegheny County. And so for us to have a place now where they can just come at night when they're in need is absolutely huge. And we also have a chapel in our new shelter where we have chapel services where we share the gospel on a daily basis. And so that's our emergency services. And that really all is encompassed in what we completed in phase one of the campaign. Phase two, which we're about to break ground on, is the renovation of an old school that we purchased in 2012. And that'll be the future home of all of our long-term residential program. And so we have long-term programming for both men, women, and children. And these men, women, and children live with us anywhere from 9 months all the way up to 2 years of their life. And they get help focused on their recovery. And then we help them focus on getting educated and getting employed as well, and helping them find housing so that they can live a sustainable life outside of our program. And so that's really, a lot of people just think we're a meal ministry, but we always say that we're more than a meal. And so that's why this campaign is so important. It's the work that's going to happen in these buildings. And these buildings are going to enable us to serve those who walk through our doors with dignity and worth for literally decades to come. The old facilities that we're in, if any of you have ever been to Light of Life, they were never created for the ministry that we do. I mean, our old shelter, Craig's been in 100 times. The ceiling, we had guests hitting their head off the ceiling, and it was great to be able to provide shelter, but these new buildings are really going to help us for decades to come. So we're really excited about it.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Home is Where the Heart Is, and it's where mortgage meets ministry. We're speaking with Director of Development, Doug Smith, and the capital campaign that they have ongoing. Federated Mortgage was founded 20 years ago, and it is now, I'm happy to say, it's an employee-owned business. I founded the company with Bill Weeks, and we currently have 9 of our employees or owners in the company. So that's an exciting thing because you speak to people that really care about you, the client. Federated Mortgage provides purchase, refinance, construction loans, home equity loans. But the purpose of this show is about reverse mortgages. They're for seniors. They're for your parents, your grandparents. You may know that have a home they live in, but maybe are struggling financially. Maybe they need to do some repairs to that home. Maybe they need some additional income. Maybe it's a combination of both. There's some really great things that a reverse mortgage can provide. And there's also some, you know, things you need to really understand about them to make sure that it's right for you or your loved one. You were talking about the relocation. I have a good story about that. It's interesting because the building that was just finished was this, really became the second building. The building that Light of Life is ready to renovate right now is I call Ridge Place, which is what they named the road over by CCAC on the north side. But, you know, we put a bid in on that property and lots of prayer. Everything we do at Light of Life is surrounded by prayer. But, you know, it was a closed bid, and the City of Pittsburgh School District at the time was sort of fishing for $1 million offer. And so we looked at it, we prayed about it, and decided that we were going to put in an offer of, call it $1,050,000, just so we could be ahead of anyone else. And I remember in prayer and feeling, you know, God kind of drawing me to, the words I remember is, put your best foot forward. And so I went back to the board and we did some calculations based on our, you know, at the time, our savings and, you know, what does put your best foot forward mean? So we were able to take the position we were in financially, back off some of the costs if we acquired that building to do some initial renovations and carrying costs. And that number equated to a bit higher than $1,050,000. And I said to the board, I think we should raise our bid a little bit. We only had, I think it was 8 days to get this bid together with all the reference letters and financials they asked for. And it turned out that we won that bid. And the amazing part was our bid was just that increase that we took our bid up to hopped us over who would have been the highest bidder at the time. It's an amazing thing. You know, God blesses, God blesses those who help the needy. I mean, that's, yeah. I'm sure you have plenty of stories about that.
Yeah. And I mean, just hearing you say that, and I mean, I've shared that story multiple times. If that doesn't happen, it could be another 25 years before Light of Life finds a home. And, you know, our executive director, who you guys will hear in one of the upcoming episodes with Craig, Jarrell Gilliam, he always says, God is helping us. God is helping us. Amen. And certainly he's helping our clients. And again, if you've been following Light of Life, we see miracles happen on a daily basis. If you get our newsletters, graduations, I mean, we hear stories of where people came to us at the lowest point of their life, and then God comes into their life and they totally transform and they get back on their feet again. But he also helps us in things like moving our mission forward, like this building. And so that's one of my favorite stories in the mission, Craig. And just thanks again for your leadership and getting us to where we are today.
It's really my blessing and honor. I surprised a lot of people when I decided I wanted to get back to the business that I helped start. But it really is about ministry. It's this opportunity to align with these ministries. It's also a ministry in itself to help seniors. We're not focused on, you know, selling and closing reverse mortgages. Our focus is about education. We will hope to share enough with enough seniors that have an interest, have questions, that, you know, many will believe or find that it's not right for them. These reverse mortgages are becoming more popular. I think everybody sees the commercials with Tom Selleck. I was a Tom Selleck fan. You were too young.
Huh? I know who he is. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Magnum PI was, but Blue Bloods is the show now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great show. I'm a big fan of Tom, but I guess, you know, my point would be, you know, some of these companies that hire the, you know, expensive spokespersons to promote. You know, that all costs money, and all reverse mortgages aren't the same. Some are more expensive than others. So, but really, it it's one of those things that takes a fair amount of time to understand. You need to know all the information. So that's the focus of this this department that I'm leading. I have a team consists of three younger gentlemen that are very bright and good fellas. So we're gonna do the best to make sure that, you know, seniors have good information about these products before they would make a decision. So Light of Life, there's some events coming up. Spring was always pretty busy. I know we're in COVID right now, but what do you have on the horizon?
Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting things coming down the horizon, but I would say before I get into events, I would really encourage listeners, if you've never volunteered and that would be something that's of interest of you, we have volunteer opportunities every single day of the year. We need people to help come serve meals and just build relationships with those we serve. We need people to come prep meals. So maybe you don't want to serve meals, but maybe you want to come down and just chop onions or chop some vegetables and get them ready for dinner. That's a huge volunteer opportunity. And there's a lot more opportunities as well. And so you can check all of those out at lightoflife.org. But we do have our Tunch and Wolf Walk for the Homeless. And so we are having, unfortunately, it's going to be a virtual walk primarily, but we are having an in-person celebration on Sunday, June 13th. And so we're going to have a cookout out by the great lawn of Heinz Field, and Tunch and Wolf will be there. And it's just going to be a time of celebration. And really, we're going to spend a lot of time celebrating Tunch and Wolf and just the impact that they've made at the mission. If you don't know this, Tunch and Wolf have been serving at Light of Life since 1988. So for literally over 30 years, they've been serving at the mission and have been such great friends. So that's coming up. If you're a runner, we just partnered with the Pittsburgh Marathon to host our Yinzer, what we're now calling 412. It used to be a 5K, but it's a 4.12K run. And this is going to, we want this to be the most fun run, biggest run in Pittsburgh. And it's a Pittsburgh themed run. We want you to dress as a Yinzer, whatever that means to you. And we're going to just have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money for the mission. And so that's going to be on Saturday, August 14th. And then our annual More Than a Meal Gala is going to be on Tuesday, October 19th. It's going to be at Heinz Field again. Obviously, we're hopeful that we can be in person, but that's always a wonderful night where you hear stories of lives that have been transformed by the mission and get to interact with some of our staff and clients as well. And so lots of ways to participate and get connected with what we're doing at the mission.
Thank you. As spring was always an exciting time at Light of Life, and including, you know, the guests and clients that would come out and be a part. You know, that was sharing the love of Christ with them and spending time was a big part of the ministry. I want to make sure that we share contact information. I do want to say that I am going to provide the direct number to my office for those that have an interest in learning about reverse mortgages. That number is, the phone number is 412-369-7852. You can also email me at, the email address is craig@fedreverse.com, FEDreverse.com, Fed for Federated. Our web address is federatedreversemortgage.com. Again, that's www.federatedreversemortgage.com. You'll find additional information there. But I really encourage anyone interested, whether it be the children of the seniors or seniors themselves, to call me directly. You won't get just an operator on the phone. I will take these calls and make sure that your questions are answered. And that phone number again, 412-369-7852. Federated Mortgage, you can find them online as well for those other mortgage products. Light of Life is easy to find. You know, when you type in Light of Life, you're going to find the rescue mission probably before the scripture. I'm amazed by the amount of awareness that you have, all attributable to the work that Doug does. Doug, any other contacts that you'd want to use?
Yeah, the best place is just go to our website at lightoflife.org. You can see all of our upcoming events, learn about our services, and make donations and get involved volunteering all on our website. And as we close off, Craig, just thank you for having us. Thank you for everything you've done for Light of Life. I mean, I hope 100 years from now, you drive, well, maybe 50 years from now, you drive past that building and just know that you played a significant role in all the work that's done there for decades to come. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It really was a blessing. And I shared, we had the ribbon cutting for the first building that's completed now and occupied. Wonderful building. I mean, views of the city, but it's really isolated there and it's on kind of corner. You can see it when you're going along 279. God really showed himself to us that he was there to provide for Light of Life, that amazing building. And that's why we call the show Home is Where the Heart Is, sponsored by Federated Mortgage. Remember, home is that special place. It's that safe place that Light of Life provides for the homeless, but it's also for seniors, a place that they want and deserve to stay, and a reverse mortgage can make that possible. Please call me, Craig Schweiger, at 412-369-7852, and I can answer questions about how that reverse mortgage might help a senior make improvements to their home, pay debts, or potentially even provide supplemental income. Our future guests on Home is Where the Heart Is include Jarrell Gilliam, the Executive Director at Light of Life. See you next week, Saturday morning, Word FM.
Home is where God the bless. Heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home.